All right, 720 WGN. Hi again. It's me, Jane Monsouris. I'm in for Anna DeVlantis today. And, you know, we have a very informative, informational day. Hopefully, you will learn something today. If you have any questions, please give us a call or send us a text. On the phone with us right now is an infectious disease specialist and chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Huntley Hospital. It is a Dr. Irfan Hafiz. Hi there, Dr. Hafiz. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today. You're the person we want to hear from because you're an infectious disease specialist. You probably know a lot more than we do, and you can inform us on some of these things. The World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. As of yesterday, Illinois confirmed 19 cases of coronavirus, and I could be misinformed, and that's increased today. We can't say this enough. What are the symptoms of the COVID-19 virus?
Sure. I mean, the main symptoms that someone's going to experience is, fever, chills, coughing, respiratory complaints like that. They're pretty generic. A lot of other diseases, such as influenza, can cause similar symptoms as well.
So if we're having these type of symptoms, the first thing we're going to do, because we're all talking about this, is panic.
Yes, the people do.
Yeah,
which we shouldn't.
So, what we're hearing is: do I call you, or do we go immediately to the ER, or do we call our doctor first? How do we handle these first initial signs?
Yes. I mean, for right now, when we do have those kind of symptoms, the first thing probably to do is better to call your physician first. Showing up in the emergency room or showing up in the physician's office is just going to increase the spread to other people. Even if it is influenza, even if it's not COVID-19, the risk of transmission to other people is greater. So, contacting your physician over the phone, getting some advice from them is probably the best first step.
Now, have you seen any patients yet that have COVID-19?
I can't comment on that.
Oh, right.
We regularly, we're evaluating and, we're there for patients, but we don't comment on how many patients we've seen or whether we've seen them or not.
If someone tests positive for COVID-19, how long is this going to last? Is it the course of like a flu?
It can be. In reasonably healthy people, we're probably expecting somewhere about a week on average of symptoms for recovery. Some people could be a little bit less, some a little bit more. Individuals with other medical problems or complications could be longer.
And I think I heard this or read it, that if somebody has this high fever, if they could have this high fever for 12 days. Is that true?
12 days may be a little bit on the long end. Certainly around 5 to 7 days is certainly possible. If it is going probably beyond that, I would hope that people have contacted their physician before that. Even if they are advised to, say, stay home and get rest, if the fever is continuing beyond a week, probably a good time to check in with your doctor and make sure that we don't need to change plans.
So I worry about having a high fever for one day. I worry about having a high fever for 2 days in regular life without this type of pandemic happening. If you do have a high fever that lasts 5 to 7 days, let's say you're quarantined, you're in the hospital, you're being taken care of by your medical team, are there repercussions to that? Is there something that could happen as a result of having that high fever?
Not directly from the fever itself, but it's really what the fever is representing, and it depends on how severe the disease is. Most of the infection is really in the lungs, so it depends on what the patient is experiencing in their lungs at that time, and if there's other issues, that complications that may develop. So it's possible that there are other repercussions, but it depends on what the patient is experiencing.
Is there... If somebody has the flu and you're versus this next to this COVID-19, is one worse than the other?
Well, in this current pandemic, the information that we're getting, most of this is information out of China, is that on a societal level, the number of people who have had complications or die from COVID-19 is higher than any typical influenza year. Now, that being said, most people especially those who are younger or do not have medical issues, it may be about the symptoms may be about the same as the flu.
And if you're a generally healthy person, you're physically fit, you don't have, you know, pulmonary issues, can you maybe have no symptoms and test positive for COVID-19?
No symptoms and test positive was your question?
Yeah, like could you know, sometimes you're a carrier, but you don't even know it.
Yeah, that would probably be rare. I'm sure there may be some cases that may have that. But typically with these kind of infections or just even with influenza, over in the high 90% range of people will have at least a fever, and so if maybe mild, at least respiratory complaints with that. Fever is pretty much, you know, a big part of that. Now, they may have positive tests if you did them really early, like just before this fever started. It's possible that you could have picked it up early before the fever started, but it would just be hours perhaps before.
And as an infectious disease specialist, like, I mean, this is in your wheelhouse. This is right here. It's something you know. Did you ever seen a virus like this before and spread like it's spread?
Well, on the pandemic level, mm-hmm. certainly in our lifetime, probably this is the worst one. The 1918 flu epidemic, pandemic that occurred back then, certainly historically had, you know, some of the similar signs of that. We're not at that level, but, you know, this global issue with a respiratory infection is certainly more severe than most in recent memory.
And this is kind of a tough question to ask when we talk about a pandemic, because we don't know, but I don't know. Can we contain it? How long will this pandemic last? Is this just the start for us here in the United States?
Yeah, that's definitely a hard question to answer. You know, the infections do tend to spread in society. They tend to start a little bit slower, have a little bit of transmission, and then there's this rise, which, you know, we've seen in Italy, for example, and some of the news reports coming out of Iran as well. But that's where it's important from, you know, the public health system that we are trying to contain these as quickly as possible before it gets to that, so it doesn't become an overwhelming burden there and then start to spread that out a little bit. In China, it looks like, you know, they've peaked and they're on their way down. Probably it's taken them about 8 weeks to do that, roughly speaking. It's hard to say if that's something that's going to apply to us, but, you know, just from what we're hearing and seeing so far, you know, this is probably still going to get worse before better for us on the United States side.
And people are texting in wondering if a pneumonia vaccine would help or shot help against the coronavirus or like a flu shot.
Yeah, not really, because the Pneumovax, the pneumonia shot, as it's commonly called, is really designed against a specific type of bacterial pneumonia, which COVID-19 is a virus. With influenza, it's again designed towards a specific type of protein present on the influenza virus, which does not exist. It's a different type of protein that exists on coronavirus. So you really would need to have a corona-specific vaccine to help in this situation.
And Dr. Huffis, before we end this, protection against contaminating others or getting the virus, wearing a medical mask, does that help? We know washing your hands, not touching mucous membranes. I see a lot of people walking around the street with masks. Is that something we should all be doing?
Probably not. I mean, there's really no evidence that at the community level that wearing masks helps. The time that it is useful is if somebody does have symptoms, they are sick with a fever and a cough, for them to wear the mask, you know, before they go to the doctor or sit in an emergency room, waiting room. General public to try to prevent it, there's really no evidence that it helps.
They say that the virus lives outside the body for either several days or hours. If it's on your clothes, can a washing machine kill it?
Yes, especially if you're using hot water and detergents will get any dust particles or dirt, including any kind of oils that the virus needs to be able to attach to fibers. Those do get removed, so that does, washing cycles should help clean that up.
Fantastic. And let's talk about test kits at the Huntley Hospital. If people are being sent to you, are you able to test there for COVID-19?
So all the hospitals, not just us, we collaborate with local health departments and coordinate testing as appropriate. So those are there that we do. Currently, testing is done through the Illinois Department of Health, Public Health Labs. There are other commercial labs that are making those available soon, and we should see more of that availability in the near future.
And really quick, because I love all these questions, people really do want to know more. If you've had the cold or flu this season, are you protected from the coronavirus?
No, it's a different virus. So you really wouldn't, your antibodies that you develop to recover from those infections really would not help with this.
And I could talk to you for another hour and 75 minutes. Dr. Irfan Hafiz, an infectious disease specialist and chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Huntley Hospital. Any last words of advice for us as we say goodbye and thank you?
Sure. Just, prepare, be aware of, Illinois Department of Public Health and CDC recommendations there. Don't panic. It's not a reason to panic, but just be prepared.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for answering a little bit of our questions. Really appreciate you.
Sure. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet. Bye. WGN.